Nigel, 0-0 against a useful-looking Leicester City side tonight. What did you make of that?
I was very pleased. I thought we passed the ball, passed it well, nice and sharp. And when we play quicker, we're a better side. When we slow the game down, it didn't suit us at all. So I was delighted. I thought there was a brightness about us. There was a real awareness. And there was plenty of good things at both ends, i.e. we created some reasonable chances up the top end and made them work a bit. And equally so, we had to do a job at the other end because of the quality that they possess. But we've done it, and you can take a lot from it.
Were you happy with the way your team kept its shape?
Yeah, that's very important too, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure the players saying he's going on again or harping on, but you've got to keep your shape and your discipline in your shape, because if you go, if you lose your concentration or focus on where you should be at, as sure as anything, where somebody leaves his position, that ball will finish up there. And in actual fact, I think it was the first game against Huddersfield. No, it wasn't. It was against Derby. There was an incident just like that where Ryan Jarvis was playing wide on the right, and he's gone right into the centre midfield to the left, and the ball's come right out where he's just deserted. So it's important that we do keep a shape, and I keep harping on about that.
You mentioned the defending and the attacking side of your game. Let's start off with the defence. There's some good last-ditch tackles in that game out there.
Yeah, and it takes that. That's part and parcel of the game. I just wanted us tonight, we're getting closer to be more competitive, more rough and ready when we had to challenge. And I thought we've done that in good style. We competed well in the air at both ends. Again, very pleased. So we're almost there. To be honest, I think we're at a stage now where 4.5 weeks into pre-season where you're almost saying, well, we've done enough pre-season now. It's ready for the real thing. So we're ticking along nicely, which I'm pleased about, and we're getting there.
Attacking-wise, you're a little bit disappointed the amount of shots that your forwards had on goal.
Well, not so much shots, because we're trying to create down the flanks. We're trying to create down the middle of the pitch. I thought Jarve and Kresi looked a useful pairing up the front. Obviously, young Wes is got to get fit again, so it's about when it's dropping to you. But the three goals we scored in pre-season have all been through good pass and good movement and a quality finish. So it's about seeing the end of the move through to try and make it count.
You can only make 9 substitutes. You ended up making 10 in the end. We'll come back to that. Yeah. Any particular reason why Clay and Chambers were the two players that you left on? Should we read anything into that?
No, not at all. It's we've got a chart as a staff. We've tried to give as many people as much time on the pitch as possible. We brought young Harry Coates on to go in there, so we've got to be fair to him. And the whatever it was, young Platy played, I don't know, 70, 75 was it? That's good for him. And Craig's got another 90 under his belt. So no, they don't never read anything into me with me, because as sure as eggs are eggs, will surprise you.
And when Ryan Bowman went off, you tried to bring one of your subs, so you'd taken off back on. What happened there?
No, we wanted to bring Ryan Jarvis back on to go up top, but the referee explained that if he was to do that, he would get a 28-day ban. And I thought it was only right that he should do it, but he didn't listen to me, and he didn't let it happen. So we had to go and bring a 6'3" striker on. And I've got to be honest, I thought the young lad did very, very well.
No disrespect to him, but who is Callum Ranzonza?
Callum's he's a young player. He's a first-year scholar at the football club. And you could see he's... and that's the fact, we went in behind into the dressing rooms to see who was available. And I think he was the first one that Richard Drayden come across. So it was, right, Callum, on you go. I think it was a little bit of a shock to the kid. But, you know what I mean, he's... he's come on, he's done well. So it's good. Young Banks, Chamberlain, young Coates tonight, and young Callum. That's great experience, and that's what we've tried to do, to give them a bit of what it's all about and give them that hunger for it.
Let's talk about some of the players who didn't make the pitch tonight. Wes Fletcher, I saw him hobbling around on crutches. How's he coming on?
He's come on okay. To put a time span on it at this time would be probably wrong, so we won't do that. He's improving day by day, and obviously Northampton's a target. We won't risk anything before that. If he makes that, great, then hopefully it'll be soon after that.
Lewis Montrose, he wasn't in your squad again tonight. Is he, I take it he's picked up an injury?
Yeah, no, he's got a thigh strain, which happened last Friday in training. So, again, we're such a part of pre-season that I'm not prepared to risk anybody or anything to not have everybody available for 10 days' time.
You've said you're counting another days now to that Northampton game. The team that you play on Saturday, is that likely to be, injuries permitting, the team that you would like to pick on that first day of the season?
Well, I'll let you, you can make your mind up on that one. And then you'll have to wait 7 days to see what the real team is. So, as always, you'll have to wait and see.